For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recently released a plan to boost breastfeeding rates in the state. Breastfeeding decreases infant mortality rates and reduces ailments like diabetes, leukemia, allergies, asthma, ear infections, and obesity. Mothers who nurse tend to experience less postpartum depression, breast and ovarian cancer, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, and heart disease. The new state plan includes work to get more minorities and teen mothers to nurse their babies. I spoke with State Breastfeeding Coordinator Margie Cyril about the plan.
Our overall rates for all mothers in Michigan are 84.1%, and that actually exceeds the Healthy People 2020 goal. But our rates among Black non-Hispanic mothers and among teen mothers are lower than we would want. And also the duration, so how long mothers breastfeed, is lower than we want. So when a baby is 3 months old, that number of moms who are still providing breast milk decreases to about 50% throughout the state.
How much do we know about those disparities in terms of what reasons there might be that fewer women of color or fewer teen mothers breastfeed?
The disparities in breastfeeding rates are reflective of health inequities. So they're really not random differences, and they're really not individual choices. They're the result of systemic conditions in our society. Women of color, unfortunately, are more likely to live in under-resourced neighborhoods, or first fruit deserts is what we call them, where they lack breastfeeding supports, such as baby-friendly hospitals, support groups, and lactation consultants. So any work that we're doing to address these disparities has to look beyond the individual to the social conditions and then the institutional or government policies and practices that discourage or support breastfeeding.
Tell me about what the state is doing to try to reach out to women of color and teen mothers to try to improve their rates of breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm. One of the major changes that has happened is through Michigan WIC. They have started in around 2010 a peer counselor program, and that has seen really the largest effect in terms of reaching women of color. Also, another great support is throughout the state, we have a number of local breastfeeding coalitions, and their ground level work is just amazing. They're doing lots to be a support for women within their local community.
How might you explain that Michigan has better numbers than other states?
Michigan realized that they work better when they work together. So rather than individual pockets trying to work on areas, they said, let's all do work together. So what's happening now is they're doing concentrated work within communities. So concentrated works within the city of Detroit to work on increasing the number of baby-friendly hospitals, educate WIC counselors, work with home visitors, all community providers, to make sure that we're all on the same page. So no matter where moms go and who they talk to, that they're hearing the same consistent message about breastfeeding, so that they're not hearing different things from different providers. That same model has moved to Flint and is now going to be moving into the Battle Creek area. And it's our hope then to expand throughout the state. We find consistently that the number one reason that Michigan mothers report that they discontinue breastfeeding or stop breastfeeding before they reach their own goals is the perception that they're not making enough milk. And we see this regardless of age or race or socioeconomic status. This is the glaring number one reason for all moms. Physiologically, only about 5% of mothers don't make enough milk to feed their babies. And yet something like 55% of moms think that that's truth. So we're working really hard to try to educate both providers and individuals and families on what is an infant's normal intake. What's an infant's normal sleeping patterns? What happens when infants cry? What are they trying to tell you? So if we can work on changing moms' misconceptions about those thoughts, I feel like that's going to help us move forward over this next hurdle that we're trying to achieve.
Michigan Department of Health and Human Services State Breastfeeding Coordinator Margie Cyril, thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure to be here.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.